Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 15 verse 26, the Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. Sometimes we say to people half in jest, try to be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. The idea being that if you decide not to be good, make sure you're clever enough not to get caught. But in reality, our lack of goodness is no laughing matter. In the words of Robert Fitch, ours is an age where ethics has become obsolete, morality is superseded by science, deleted by philosophy, and dismissed as emotive by psychology. It drowns in compassion, evaporates in aesthetics, and retreats before relativism. The usual moral distinctions between good and bad are simply bathed in maudlin emotion in which we feel more sympathy for the murderer than for the murdered, for the adulterer more than the betrayed, and in which we have actually begun to believe that the real guilty party, the one who somehow caused it all, is the victim and not the perpetrator of the crime. Those are sobering thoughts. Things that once were considered black or white are now categorized as grey. Goodness that used to meet a universal standard is now a matter of personal interpretation and preference, and an epidemic of public officials whose private conduct leaves us shocked hasn't made things any better. Right now you may be thinking, I listen to this devotion every day to get something that will help me feel good. That's the whole point. In order to feel good, the Bible says you must practice doing good and being good, which makes you a pleasure to God. From Vision's Word for Today, to be godly is to be good, part two.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.